It's Friday, October 29th. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Can you sing, Kyle?
You didn't ask if I can sing well. I can sing.
Can you dance?
You didn't ask if I could dance well, but I can move my feet.
Do you want to do the time warp? Again?
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. You know, it's like Halloween and the Rocky Horror Picture Show go together like bread and butter or chips and salsa or fishnet stockings and, well, never mind, you get the idea. 1975 was the film that starred Tim Curry as the twisted scientist Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yes.
Susan Sarandon as Janet, the virgin.
Right.
And Barry Bostwick as Brad, mm-hmm. the hero.
And Meatloaf is in that movie.
Meatloaf is in that movie. And Richard O'Brien, who played Riff Raff, was the creative genius behind the whole thing. Of course, the movie became a cult classic because of audience participation.
Right. You can yell. There are certain things you say at certain times. I've even been, it's been years since I've seen this, but I've seen people throw things at the screen.
Oh, yes. You're supposed to throw rice at the wedding at the beginning and toilet paper and toast and
toast.
Shoot water guns. And they're going to do all of that, plus dance the time warp, this weekend, once in Fayetteville and once in Harrison. Free showing tonight of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's at midnight. Mm-hmm. Then we all get confused. So we'll say it's at 11:59 tonight.
Gotcha.
At the Arkansas Union in Fayetteville.
It's the next midnight you'll know.
Yes, it is the next midnight you will see. And you should go to the Arkansas Union. It's free. And you can dress up. And you can be silly and you can throw stuff. I'm sure they will have prop bags available. I know that at the showing in Harrison at the Lyric Theater, which is 9 o'clock Saturday, admission for adults is $5 and you can buy a prop bag for $2.
And even if you don't want to go in costume and throw things, just go once to watch the other people who do.
Go for the anthropology.
Right.
Yeah.
Do not, in my opinion, do not go for the narrative of the film because...
Because if you don't
know, much there.
No, you're going to miss the... But go for the anthropology.
Yes.
If you need to know more about the showing at the Union, it's 575-5255. And more about the showing at the Lyric Theater, 870-391-3504.
Excellent.
Rocky Horror is not exactly family friendly.
No, no.
Unless you are from the Addams family.
Right.
But Night of the Living Dead is.
Surprisingly, is.
Surprisingly. At least the version on stage this weekend at Arts Live Theater in Fayetteville. They're so cute. The little kids playing zombies are so cute. There's a 9-year-old. He's the little zombie named Keenan Addington. There was never a more enthusiastic flesh-eating undead in the world. Adorable. Here's the thing. When George Romero made another cult classic in 1968, he forgot to buy the rights to it.
Yeah.
So Night of the Living Dead is in the public domain, which meant Mark Landon Smith, who's the executive director of Arts Live, was able to take his script and run with it in Mark's own way. And he ran to lots of local references, and he ran to lots of comedy that's intended for little kids.
This is G-rated.
It is absolutely G-rated, and I cannot see it scaring a little kid at all. There are shows at 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday, and it's in the new Arts Live Theater building on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. What a nice performing space.
And what a wonderful set has been built for this show.
And here's the cool part. You get to, it's like being in line at Disneyland. You get to start the experience the minute you come in the door.
It's immersion.
It's immersion. You get to go through the graveyard and meet a zombie and do all those things on your way to your seats. Tickets are $4 for ages 12 and younger, $6 for ages 13 and older. What fun. 521-4932. Halloween highlights.
Okay.
We're not going to list them.
Can't.
No.
Too many.
We're going to tell you that they're available at nwaonline.com/whatsup and that in the FAQ... For every journalist this time of year, most of the trick-or-treating's happening tonight.
Okay.
So.
It's homecoming this weekend.
Yes. So either run for the hills, and in today's What's Up, there's some fall foliage drives. Mm-hmm. So if you check that out and you need to run for the hills, this will tell you where to run.
Kickoff's at 6 Saturday night if you're not running.
Right. Now, here's the Twitter version of the rest of the world. Okay. Last weekend, a foreigner.
Yes.
At the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Funny play.
Showtime is 7:30 at ACO. Don't forget that. And tickets start at $10 for kids and $20 for adults. Urinetown.
Last weekend.
Still want to say Urinetown. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at University Theater in Fayetteville. Great musical. Not what you think.
Right.
There's an all Mozart concert.
Yes.
The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with concert pianist Jonathan Biss, 8 o'clock today at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $39. Danielle Gasparo, singer, songwriter, and pianist.
Tonight.
Is tonight at Good Folk Productions in Fayetteville. Again, if you've never been to Mike Shirky's house concerts.
You're as close as to the artist as you could be, as close as you and I sit across this table.
And it's a great experience. Yeah. It starts at 8 o'clock and tickets are $12. They suggest reservations by calling 521-1812. The Plummer family is in concert tomorrow night at the Elza Tucker Elementary School Auditorium in Lowell as a benefit for the Lowell Volunteer Firefighters. 7 o'clock, tickets are $10. Mm-hmm. And Sunday is the last Farmer's Market at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville from 9 to 2. And if you haven't heard, Ron White is coming to Fayetteville.
Ron White is part of the Redneck
Comedy Tour.
And he's the one that's not the cable guy and not Jeff Foxworthy?
Correct.
Is that a fair way to describe
Correct.
Him? Okay.
And he will be here February 3rd, but tickets are on sale today, starting at $46 at the Walton Arts Center box office, 443-5600.
Does he have a catchphrase?
No, he has booze.
He has booze?
His catchphrase is the fact that he always has a cigar and a glass of alcohol in his hand.
As he's doing his stand-up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I shouldn't know that. Now I'm embarrassed. I'm going to go away.
Okay. Becca Martin is editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.